Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Wheels in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Purchase any vehicle at Varsity before May 8th for a chance to win Geo Suite tickets and a signed jersey. Show Calgary's colors and shop where Geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
Hot in her. It's Nelly, the artist of the day. You can catch him at the Honda Center tomorrow night. Oh, swearing bad boy. Derek Wills joins us from Anaheim. Did you make it through game one?
Made it through game one, but it wasn't pretty, was it?
It really wasn't. And we've talked about it all morning. I guess, what's your perspective on which is easier to get over? A lopsided game like that where you knew you had no, you just weren't winning, you weren't good, the other team was very good, let's get to game two. Or a game where maybe you lose in double overtime and you feel like, man, we were that close to maybe getting that split. Which do you think is easier to sweep under the rug?
It's an interesting question, and it's one that Peter Labardius and I actually talked about after the game last night. You know, I think you can make arguments on both sides. The Flames were all saying a loss is a loss, 6-1, 1-0. It doesn't really matter. We're down 1-0 in the series. It doesn't matter how we got there. And I do believe there is some truth to that. And I also think that they could potentially use the lopsided loss to their advantage in the sense that they know they have to be not just a little bit better, but a lot better in game two than they were in game one. And maybe, just maybe, the Ducks think, well, game one was pretty easy. Game two should be the same. And the Flames could potentially take advantage of that. But on the flip side, maybe it shakes them a little bit and hurts their confidence going into game two. Now, I really do think that the Flames have a lot of room for improvement. I think there are a bunch of guys who could potentially be quite a bit better in game two than they were in game one. And I think that's probably the feeling inside the dressing room. So I'm not sure it really matters that they were beaten 6-1. I think the thing that matters most is that they were beaten and are down 1-0 in the series.
Has there been a game all year that they've collectively played this poorly?
Well, it's been a while. I mean, I can't remember the last time they were outplayed that badly. Funny thing is, when last night's game started, and we'll never know the answer to this question, so I almost hate to ask it, but it's one that, again, Lou and I were talking about it, and I talked to a few other people, and they wondered the same thing. What happens if Josh Juris scores on that early first period breakaway? Where does the game go from there? As a matter of fact, Ducks head coach Bruce Boudreau brought that up in his post-game news conference. Said, really, that completely changed the complexion of the hockey game. So, you know, things just weren't going their way early. The Ducks, very opportunistic in the first period. The Flames, clearly, not very opportunistic in any of the three periods last night. So, you know, things just kind of slipped away from them and slipped away from them quickly last night. So it was just one of those nights. They tend to happen from time to time, but I think it feels probably worse because it's been so long since they've had a really off night.
The loss is one thing. You can kind of get past that and get ready for Sunday. What you can't, it seems, potential injuries to Michael Ferland and Jiri Hudler. Anything more on that? And it would seem, just based on what we saw, and again, careful what you speculate, but man, it looks like a long shot for both for game two.
Yeah, I don't know. Michael Ferland, it was pretty obvious where he was shaken up. He collided with Nate Thompson. It was right kind of below our broadcast booth along the boards. And you could tell that there was something off when he went to the Flames bench. That was in the first period. He didn't come back. And we got word pretty quickly that he wouldn't be back in the hockey game, or at least likely wouldn't be back in the hockey game. As for Jiri Hudler, Lou and I didn't see anything. Did you guys see anything?
The only thing they showed was that he pulled up in front of his own bench, and when he was sitting on the bench, it was like he was holding his lower back or the oblique kind of on his left side. So,
yeah, so again, it's probably not worth speculating what happened or how it happened or how long he's going to be out. Now, the one thing I will caution fans, I wouldn't read too much into him not returning. Maybe it's bad, maybe it's not. But when he left the hockey game, it was already a little lopsided. So much like the Flames not playing Johnny Gaudreau in the third period, it could be nothing with Hudler. You know, he may have been back in a game. If it was a 1 or 2 goal game, they may have brought him back out there. So I don't want to speculate and say that it's bad or it's not bad. We just quite frankly don't know right now. And hopefully we'll find out some more information at practice today.
Can you speculate on goaltending? I know after Hiller got pulled in the last series, immediately after the game, Hartley said, well, he's going back in. So is there a controversy now?
I don't know, Rhett. I mean, he certainly didn't give Jonas a vote of confidence after last night's game, after he did in game 6 against the Canucks. I think Bob said something along the lines of, you know, he was a little bit off or a little bit shaky in the first period, and he pulled him, and I think he was again trying to change the momentum in the hockey game, but unfortunately it didn't work as well in game 1 against the Ducks as it did in game 6 against the Canucks. So I'm not sure which way they're going to go in game 2. Do you guys have a gut feeling on that one?
Well, I mean, from where I sit, if you are going to pass game 1 and its performance off as an off night, you go back to Jonas Hiller. Hills wasn't good. Our D wasn't good. We all, as a group, we were off our game. We'll be better in game 2. Hiller, you go in. We're status quo. If you go to Ramo, I think you've kind of played that card. And then, do you then go back to Hiller? I don't know. I think you give Hiller one more shot here. And if it's as bad as game 1, then you know you're going with Ramo the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I'm kind of leaning towards Ramo the other way, Derek, just because I think, you know, it's 2 games in a row now where Jonas Hiller's really struggled out of the gate, and I don't know that Anaheim was very intimidated to face their old goalie. I think they almost relished that opportunity. Like, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, and Peter Labardius brought up a really good point last night. Everybody kept asking Frederik Andersen about Jonas Hiller, and we both got the sense that Andersen was being really sick and tired of being asked about Hiller, and in the back of his mind was thinking, hey, what about me? Yeah. They kept me, and I think he had a point to prove last night. As far as the Flames goaltenders are concerned, I think it might be an easier decision if Ramo had gone in there and slammed the door shut on the Ducks, but that didn't happen, so I don't know. I think it's 50-50, and again, we probably won't find out the answer to that question today, but I'm sure one of us will ask, so I'll let you guys know.
What's the approach today for the Flames? I mean, you got to get over it and get past it. Is it a day off and go do something fun, or what are the boys going to do to get away from it a little?
Well, right now the plan, Rhett, is for the Ducks to practice at 11 and the Flames to practice at 1. But what we've seen, you know, down the stretch during the regular season and throughout the postseason are quite a few optional practices. So I suspect that today's practice will probably be optional for both sides, the Ducks coming off a big win. And one thing that they told us yesterday was that they had 7 off days between series. They only actually had 1 off day where they didn't practice. The other 6 days, they actually had hard practices with, you know, full physicality and banging and crashing and those types of drills. So that's how they kind of tried to prepare for the series, with a bit of a layoff between the Jets and the Flames. But I don't think the Flames, with their injury situation, are going to go out there and start banging and crashing in practice today. If they do have a practice, again, I suspect it's optional, and it's probably working on things like power play, penalty kill, flow drills, that sort of thing, breakouts. And breakouts are one area where they're going to have to be better in game 2, so maybe that's a bit of a focus in practice today.
I know it's pure speculation, but if Hudler cannot go, what would you see happening to that top line? Those three have been cemented together for some time.
Yeah, that's a great question. And as I suspected yesterday, Mason Raymond did come out and Drew Shore did go in. So one option would be to put Raymond back in there. And another option is you put Marcus Granlund back in there. Now, Bob Hartley tried a bunch of different guys on the right side of the top line once Yuri Hudler left last night's hockey game. And one of the guys that he tried was Josh Juris. So you could potentially move Juris from center back to the wing, slide him up to that top line, and then you can potentially put Mason Raymond back on the fourth line. So I think he's got a bunch of options, but didn't really seem to like any of them in particular last night, although the game was out of hand, and it was tough to kind of get a feel for that first line and if any new combinations would work. He also tried Sam Bennett there, and that only lasted a couple of shifts as well. So we'll have to wait and see. I mean, ideally, who they can play in game two. And then that's a moot point. But let's cross our fingers and hope that's the case. And then he won't have to make a change because he's forced to. He can make a change because he wants to, if that is the way he wants to go.
And obviously with Michael Ferland, again, speculation. But if he's unable to go, is it just a natural that David Wolf goes in? I know he's in Anaheim with the team.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, you've got lots of size there, and that could come in handy against this large Ducks squad. And Wolf really did improve his skating through the season. I remember that really jumping out at me as being a negative for him when I saw him play against the UFC Dinos in the preseason. But, you know, then he gets called up, and his skating really had improved when he made his debut with the Flames. So, you know, he's a big body. He's got fresh legs, hasn't played in a little while, and brings a lot of energy to the ice as well. So if they need to bring someone new into the lineup, I wouldn't be shocked if it was him. He's a pretty intriguing prospect for me. How about you guys?
I think it's if one thing we learned last night, of the many things we learned, is that this is going to be a physical series, and the Ducks are far more capable and able to engage than the Vancouver Canucks either were going to or cared to. So I think you have to match that if you can, and certainly that's where David Wolf would come in for me.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Do you like the Wolf, Rhett?
Yeah, we're all on the same page on that one.
Do you like the Wolf, man?
I love the Wolf, but
Wolfie? Big bad?
Let's not put too much on the Wolf, right? Like,
no, all I'm saying is if you're gonna replace him, you may as well put him in for a guy who he can at least emulate what. Now, everyone's asking about Lance Boma. There's no, I know he is in Anaheim with the team, but he is not ready for gameplay, is he?
I don't think so, but I've been wrong on these injuries before. And like every other NHL team, the Flames aren't really giving us any more information than they have to when it comes to injuries. Most are upper body or lower body, and just about everybody is day-to-day, including guys who we know are probably going to be a lot longer than day-to-day, probably week-to-week, month-to-month. So just like last night, Bob Hartley said after the game that both Michael Ferland and Yuri Hudler are day-to-day. So Lance Boma is a guy who's day-to-day, but boy, they could really use him, especially if they are without Michael Ferland in game two, but I just don't see it happening. He hasn't been practicing with the team. I have watched him skate. The last time I watched him skate, he skated without a stick in his hand. So who knows? Maybe he's been secretly practicing and has come along a lot quicker than I thought that he would. But I don't think he's an option for game two. I'd be shocked to see him.
One of the things that maybe a positive could come out of the game was you saw the Ducks play. Is there anything that you think the coaches may have picked up on or might want to tweak as far as their game plan facing the Ducks?
I think so, Rhett. I mean, Bob Hartley's been great at making adjustments from period to period, game to game this season. And, you know, this is where his experience is really going to come in handy, along with his associate coach, Jacques Cloutier, and assistant coach, Martin Jeladas. These guys have all been there and done that, and they know how to change things from game to game. And one area they're going to have to adjust is their breakouts. I thought the Ducks did a really good job really taking away that first pass, and the Flames had difficulty getting the puck out of their own zone, but we've seen them do that and do it really well for a good chunk of the season, so I'm confident they're going to be better in that area in game two. Another area, and this is kind of a simple fix in my opinion, I think they tried to be too cute at times last night, and maybe that has something to do with the good saves that Frederik Andersen made early in the game. He's a really big goaltender as well, takes up a lot of the net. So maybe the Flames were thinking, we've got to be pretty much perfect to beat this guy. And that's what a good goaltender will do to you. So I'd like to see them maybe keep it a little simpler. And when they have opportunities to put the puck on net, take the opportunity. They passed up on a lot of shots last night. And you look at some of the Ducks goals. They weren't pretty. They were scored on deflections, bounces. So I think the Flames putting more pucks on net, and this part's easier said than done, but getting more bodies to net, the Ducks with their large forwards did a really good job of that in game one, and I think that's something the Flames will have to be better at in game two, and I think they will be better. But were there any things that really jumped out at you as far as adjustments they have to make going into game two?
Well, not have to. I always worry about that, right? If you're making a bunch of adjustments, are you admitting that you know, the other teams dictating play. Obviously, they did last night, but I always get concerned of making too many adjustments. So they just got to work harder. You know, it'd be one thing if they went out and worked hard and the game didn't turn out for them, but last night it wasn't even the effort wasn't even there.
Is mixing in a save an adjustment, or you know what I mean? Like, it was a tough go for the goalies last night.
Yeah, and that's kind of to my point, Ryan. I don't think they want to adjust who they are. They are who they are. They've played the same system all year, and it's worked for them. But when I talk about adjustments, I mean just adjust things that you maybe didn't do well enough in game one and do them better in game two. And I think if they do that, they've got a chance to win the hockey game on Sunday. Now, here's one I'm going to throw at you guys, because it's another one that Lou and I were throwing at each other last night and really couldn't come up with a consensus on. Would you rather go back out there and play game two today, or do you want this two-day break with the injury situation?
I want to play. I want to play. Yeah. Well, with the injury situation, I guess it's maybe a little bit different, but if I'm healthy, I want to get back out there and say, well, that was a blip in the screen. Let me show what we're really about.
Yeah, you've only played the one game since the series ended. I don't know that you want to give the Ducks more time off. Get at them while you're still relatively fresh. And again, they didn't. I don't think they emptied the tank by any means last night. So yeah, I would. I'd fall into that category as well.
Yeah, and that's the other major difference between the two guys, between the two teams, guys, is that the Ducks are 100% healthy. They're not missing anybody, and the Flames, of course, are missing a bunch of guys right now. And you know, excuses are worthless at this time of the season, but facts are facts. And, you know, the Ducks are a deep team, and they've got all hands on deck right now. And the Flames are a team that is continuing to build depth, and I think they're going to get there. But they don't have the depth that the Ducks do right now, especially on defense. So when you start to run into some injury problems, it kind of puts you behind the eight ball. But, you know, all season long, this team has overcome this type of adversity. Who thought they would overcome losing their captain and their best player on February 25th? None of us did. Yeah. And they did that, got into the playoffs, won a round, and here they are in round number two. And a bunch of the guys said the same thing last night. You know what? If these guys who got banged up last night can't go in game two, other guys are going to have to step in and play an increased role. And they've continued to do that. We'll see if they can do it one more time in this series.
Enjoy a couple days in Anaheim. We'll be ready. We'll be ready for you on Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Have a good weekend.
Wheels in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Purchase any vehicle at Varsity before May 8th for a chance to win Geo Suite tickets and a signed jersey. Show Calgary's colors and shop where Geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock. What you want to talk about before the top of the hour, but we talk a lot about sports. We also talk a lot about food. We'll talk some food. And other playoff games. But mostly food. Sports at 960 The Fan.
Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sports at 960 The Fan.
Nelly. We did country grammar already, right?
Oh, no, did we?
Jay, have we done country grammar?
Got one to go, either way.
8:30. It is Beer Fest weekend. Pinder is very excited.
Wound up.
Doesn't take much to get Pinder excited, but in this case, it's something to legitimately get excited about.
It's his last kick at the cap. That's
true.
What it is.
I said to him, I don't know if I'll make it. I'm not sure. And then he laid in with a bunch of people out having fun and a big crowd and beer. You'd hate that.
And you're like, I will.
It's not up your alley.
Is that where I'm at? One incentive, though. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, we're a big part of Beer Fest. We've had a chance for you to win tickets on the fan club. We've done it on air and all of that. And we are going to be there. It's the Sportsnet Lounge. While you're drilling beer, if you need a place to, you know, chill out and relax, you want to watch some highlights.
Stop your head from spinning. Whatever,
if you need to lie down.
A pail.
That's where we come in. Well, please don't do that. If you need a pail, do not come to the Sportsnet Lounge.
Promo girls have enough to deal with.
But we are going to have got some couches, TV set up at Beer Fest, and we're going to have a little bit of chow for you as well. And joining us here in studio is Tasha from Eldorado Barbecue. Now, it's the Barbecue Lounge, right? The Eldorado Barbecue Lounge?
Yes, that's right.
Just down the street. What is the actual ad for us? It's the place just around the corner. But for people who don't work in this building, where will they find you?
We are just right across from the Globe on Stephen Avenue.
There you go. That's easy
Fifth
enough,
Street,
right?
8th Ave, yeah. Right around there. Bingo. Mm-hmm.
So it's barbecue, which we're in Alberta. It's barbecue. That's never a bad thing. We're talking brisket, pulled pork, you name it, right?
Yeah, you got it.
So tell me about this is where the foodie in us comes out. Tell us about your kitchen. What kind of smoker? What are we using to get the food going in the back?
Well, we do smoke all the meats in-house. We have a huge smoker in the kitchen that takes care of all that. Brisket is smoked for 17 hours. And we do our own house-cured bacon as well. Mm. So everything is done fresh.
I've been there 3 days in a row.
You have been there. We wish we could tell you that's an exaggeration and that that's for this purpose only, but you have been there 3 straight days.
It's the home of the $7 breakfast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
$7.
Excuse me?
Breakfast. Anything you want on the menu, $7.
Really? What have you gone with?
I usually go with the Eggs Benny,
okay.
The classic Eggs Benny. And the chili sausage eggs, Benny. Oh, it's only $7, so I get two.
Next time you got to go for breakfast burritos.
The burrito?
Yeah.
See, that's the rationale. Not do I need two breakfasts. It's, it's only $7.
I can afford two.
So I can afford two breakfasts.
More appropriately, you probably can't afford to not have two breakfasts at that price.
Yeah.
You have to.
They're quite good.
Yeah. Now, you guys, since December, open the doors in December, right?
December 12th.
Yeah. Yes. So how's it? I know it's tough in the city, restaurant business. We all know how tough it can be, but how's it going?
It's going good. We're picking up and getting into this nice weather. People are out and about more, walking on 8th Avenue. So we're getting a lot more traffic in recently.
Yeah.
So
coming up at Beer Fest, you guys are going to be helping us out.
Yes.
What kind of food are we going to be serving up in the lounge?
We're going to be serving up some pulled pork sliders and brisket on a bun. And there'll be lots of barbecue sauce.
You sure you're not coming to Beer Fest?
What's better?
Yeah.
In your opinion, they're both delicious. What are you going with?
Brisket on a bun.
I agree.
Yeah.
I love brisket.
Can't beat brisket.
You look for the smoke ring, hey? The smoke ring on it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you guys had actually sent in, it was the tacos, right? The brisket
tacos.
Or the pulled pork taco, whatever.
Yeah.
And it was the pan gravy, which I dumped all over my shirt. I pulled a Warner. It was about 2 hours later. I'm like, man, I really still smelling that food.
Is it still in the room? Do you have half of that hanging around somewhere?
It's like really fresh.
No, you're just wearing it.
And I was, I had a big dollop of it on my shirt. What other when we stop in to your place here, not at Beer Fest, but what else? Like what? Like he says, what's the sneaky item on the menu? What are we looking for?
Ooh, the sneaky item on the menu.
It's probably stuff you do you can't get elsewhere in town. I think. Right?
No, are those tacos on the menu?
Those brisket tacos are definitely on the menu.
That's the sneaky one.
Yeah, they're our second bestseller. So
yeah.
You can get a giant barbecue platter for one, two, or three.
Oh my God. Barbecue platter's so good.
Yeah.
So there you go. Do the brisket tacos. Put on a bib. That's
yes.
The
watch the gravy.
That's the pointer.
3 days
for
in a row.
Right
I'm
there.
Surprised. He must be going after the show because he's got clean shirts since Monday.
Well, right? I pulled out yesterday. I saw your rig still sitting on the side of the road.
I was there. Just like a trough at the trough.
Yeah. Right?
Look away. Don't watch me while I do this.
So will you guys be cooking on site or are you bringing at Beer Fest, bringing it over from the restaurant or how are you pulling that off?
We're basically going to be prepping it at the restaurant
and
then we will have it in some slow cookers, the pork anyway, in some slow cookers. So that will be going all day.
The Eldorado Barbecue Lounge.
So when can you start drinking and eating at this Sportsnet Lounge in the...
Well, I would guess whenever Beer Fest is
regular doors are 4. I believe the VIPs get in early. So I think you'd probably
so you'll
be
there
ready
at 10.
For the VIPs. I got to golf, but yeah. I'll be
poor
there.
Guy. Hey?
Rough day.
Barbecue and golf and beers and It's going to be such. He's going to be a father later this year of twins.
Oh,
it's all going to end. So I'm living it up.
What a,
enjoy it while you can.
What a wide awakening that is.
Like that.
That is going to be.
I'm in trouble.
So again, it's the El Dorado Barbecue Lounge. Tasha, thank you for breakfast. You didn't need to. Well, I mean,
yeah,
you
did.
We're certainly happy that you did. You didn't need to, but thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you.
And again, across from the globe on Stephen Avenue, you know more.
8th and 5th. 8th and 5th Street.
It's easy, right? Less than a block away. And
Warner's going to put your kids through college.
There's a good chance you might run into Warner if you go for breakfast.
If I have a stain on my shirt, don't worry about it.
Blame the El Dorado Barbecue.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by. Thank you for breakfast.
Thanks,
we'll see
guys.
You. At Beer Fest. So again, we want you to come by with Beer Fest. Check out the lounge. Spend some time with the people in there and have some vittles.
We'll have some games on tonight too.
That's right.
Playoff hockey continues.
We're coming right back. 8:37.
Now I know you're throwing, but I want to give one word.
Huh?
Well, it's two. Maybe it's three.
Look out,
Michael Backlund.
Two words, Michael Backlund. Is that it? Does he like barbecue?
Is that the tease?
Yeah, that's the.
Well, now we go to break.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's 8:45. What the hell is this?
You're beautiful.
Oh, jeez.
Sure.
No, Jay.
What?
The artist of the...
Nelly. Yeah?
The artist of the day is Nelly.
Uh-huh.
This is Nelly, the rapper.
Yeah.
Not Canadian songstress Nelly Furtado.
This is one of his biggest hits.
No, it's not a him.
Not starting with a backup.
It's a her.
Stop trying to confuse me.
Jay, this is clearly a woman.
This is
thing.
Canadian songstress Nelly Furtado. Don't you know the difference between Nelly the rapper and the Canadian songstress Nelly Furtado?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
One is a do-rag, the other is long hair. Come on now.
What's a do-rag?
Yes, what is a do-rag?
It's things the guys wear under their football helmets. I don't know.
Like the Hulk? Like a...
Kind of like a... Yeah.
Bandana?
Hey, Jay.
Uh-huh.
Clean it up.
Okay.
8:46, time for what you want to talk about right now on a Friday morning.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Purchase any vehicle at Varsity before May 8th for a chance to win Geo Suite tickets and a signed jersey. Show Calgary's colors and shop where Geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
This is Nelly's biggest song.
Oh, celebrate the guy's whole catalog.
Oh, boy. All right, what you want to talk about, 960-960, mobile phone, text in. We will we'll take you right through to the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Mike? After which, Pinder is going to talk with Ted Henley from Anaheim.
Hello, baby. Ted, how's it going down there?
Oh, Anaheim's just upside down today.
I wonder what kind of insight you'll get from Ted Henley.
We'll find out at 9:05, Boomer.
I might stick around for that. No, I won't.
You're going to
Michael Backlund.
Eat your second breakfast is what you're going to do.
Look at what?
He's got to be the key to the win. If there's injuries, his line has to play better. Even if there's not injuries, if they expect to beat the Ducks, Backlund finally has to show himself. Prove that, well, you're supposed to be...
Well, what did we see last night? Matt Stajan played 2028. Backlund 1731.
Eh.
I feel like we're not one guy short on this effort.
I don't know.
It wasn't about him last night. I'm saying he finally needs to put a stamp on something. Be the go-to guy for once. Not last year's from December on, half a year. No. Step up when we need you in a big way. Score the goal. Be a leader.
All right. This rant brought to you by
Varsity
what you
want
to talk about.
Nelly.
I'll ask again, Hiller or Ramo in game two? I'm saying Hiller. Pinder is saying Rammel, more or less. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'm very much 55-45. Like, I'm not decisive. If it was me, I would pick. I'm not trying to guess what Bob would do. I would go with Rammel right now. Why not?
With Hoodler out, should we call up the Boston Pizza commercial Puck Hog? You know that one?
Yeah. Box of wings.
Think that's... Rhett didn't put his phone in the lake, did he?
I didn't.
Didn't even lose it, I bet.
I also didn't go fishing.
Didn't eat nachos.
Another thing. But I can't, you know, like, they're
Michael
starting
Backlund.
To turn into a lot of things that I have to do for this team to win.
Yeah, you've got big responsibilities.
It's a long list.
You and Michael Backlund, apparently, really need to be better.
Well,
Boomer. Well,
how come we can never point the finger at Michael Backlund?
Have you heard the show for the last 2 years?
You love Michael Backlund.
You do love Michael Backlund.
There is so much.
He gets pounded
on. I just think he gets picked on.
Yes, but then he never does.
And then you bring Johnny Corsi on and you two open mouth kiss about Michael Backlund.
Michael Backlund's not going to.
Backlund. Oh, driving Backlund. Stop. Boomer.
You know, Mikhail Backlund's not going to make a 7% difference to their Corsi 4 percentage.
Boomer, would you drive a 79 Ford Ranchero if your wife only allowed this as your sports ride, my sports car?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a sports car. It's a car that thinks it's a truck.
But it's definitely cool.
My grandpa had a Ranchero.
You cannot deny the cool factor.
I don't like the Ranch. I don't, the El Camino, the Ranchero.
Again, headbutt.
The Sprint. My dad had a GMC Sprint.
Yeah, you're right.
Songstress, yeah. Well, either that is Nelly Furtado, Canadian songstress.
From Victoria, I believe.
Is she?
I think so.
Oh, so she's a dope smoking hippie.
That's right.
Looks like Monahan has really been overwhelmed. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Everyone looked overwhelmed last night. Who didn't?
Yep.
Wasn't Ted Henley a Doobie Brother? I'm not sure. Not sure if Ted Henley was a Doobie Brother. Ba-da-ba-dee. What was up with the tower being orange last night? It was a separate event.
Ooh.
There was a separate event last night, and it was all about orange. So don't freak out. Paul Romanuk, worst announcer ever. People are never happy.
Never.
Hey, Pinder, can you tell us how Corsi and Fenwick and crap prove we can't win? Come on, dummy. It will make us prove you're wrong. Come on, dummy.
Anaheim possesses the puck a little more.
I love it when people call people dummy.
Hey, guys.
Dummy's a good one.
It was like men versus children out there last night. If Furlan's out, who's going to step up as the new wrecking ball? Do we even have the depth to fill a role like that? If the Flames fall to the Duck, off-season acquisitions should be focused around size.
David Wolf. I came in
like a wrecking ball. Your 16 and your 17 team.
Clang.
You know what's great is I knew Jay was going there as soon as
really?
I saw Wrecking Ball.
That's unbelievable.
I wasn't sure if he was going to do that one or just the because there was a baseball game where it was late innings, nothing's happening, and dude just starts singing the Wrecking Ball. Is that the name of the song? Is that Katy Perry?
I believe that's the case. I cannot confirm it. It was a free throw shot that he was trying
Miley to... Cyrus. It's, is okay. That not the same person?
I don't know. I came in like a wrecking ball. 16 under 17. Clang. That's the missed free throw. How are you shooting free throws and some dummy's singing that at the top of his lungs?
Okay, back to the texts. 8 more minutes of this? Paul Romanuk, did we mention worst? Okay, we did. Why does Pinder sound like he's got his panties pulled up to his ears every time there's a woman in studio?
I just got fed, to be honest. That's why.
Is that what it was?
High spirits.
Pinder is silly.
Well, maybe I will chase you down.
Chase you down.
Fantastic.
You are
fantastic.
You're silly to pick Rammo, silly Pinder.
It's all right. I'm not the coach.
You're flat-footed.
I am flat-footed as well.
Just how about those Capitals, eh? Looking good last night. Would love to see another Caps-Habs matchup for the East Final.
They looked good.
You might get it.
They looked good.
And yet, you know, 2 seconds away from going into overtime, tied.
Hey, it's playoffs.
They look good.
Win's a win.
Win's a win.
Don't critique a win.
This one just says, finger cooking with Bill. Again, it's, we're, that's like the Kevin Bacon, the, you know. Mm-hmm. Finger cooking with Bill. I hate Bill. Can we replace the 9 o'clock? Can we replace the 9 o'clock hour with just the woman reading the new brought to you by Varsity Chrysler ads?
That wasn't that nice? That was that. Very wow. upbeat.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Ooh. Purchase any vehicle at Varsity before May 8th for a chance to win Geo Suite tickets and a signed jersey. Show Calgary's colors and shop where Geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
Jeez.
That's very peppy.
Is that excited, Sasha from upstairs?
Warm.
I like the way she says Boomer.
Boomer.
With Boomer and Pinder. I'm going to Anaheim this weekend.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder?
Boomer.
Brought to you by Varsity Chrysler.
I'm going to Anaheim this weekend. Any suggestions on what to do Sunday before the game? I don't know. Drink your face off.
Go to the concert.
Get tanked. It's hot. I'm in Southern California. There's a Sunday night hockey game. What should I do?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're going down there.
Have 100 beers.
It's a weekend in L.A. Go to the beach.
Shout out to the farmers working to feed this country. I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well fed today. Thanks, boys.
Chicks dig the rancheros. No, it's the panteros.
Panteros.
Chicks dig the panteros.
When you went on the road.
Rancheros, completely different.
Ranchero salt. Ranchero dip is good, though. You know?
Ranch?
But a spicy ranch.
Mm.
Any word on if Derek took his $5 bill to Anaheim? You know what?
Him?
After how that went last week... That was like a fart in church.
He didn't want
I'm
to
not
talk
bringing
about
it up again.
Didn't
yeah,
want to talk
he
about
was
it.
Not very receptive.
To nope.
No,
sure wasn't. Yeesh. Well, it's good we can all have a good laugh.
Yep. Have a good weekend, guys.
Oh. Yeah. That's a lead balloon right there. How sour was he, right?
Oh, he had a tough weekend.
Oh. I don't know what my favorite part is, the pause or the yep.
I thought he was
well, it's good
up.
We can all have a good laugh.
Yep. Have a good weekend, guys.
Oof.
It's both.
Thought he was hanging up.
That is a sour puss.
We've heard some hangups, too.
You know what yep. we should be doing?
You're a good man.
Yes, that's right. We should have been pranking Wills. Because you guys get here early enough. It's an hour earlier there.
It's a slippery slope. I don't know that we need to go there.
No. Why?
Because what's next?
If you're driving an El Camino, you'd better be rocking a mad skullet.
Amen.
Didn't Ted's brother Dan write the song Boys of Summer? I don't know that Ted Henley is related Henley. To... And it's not Dan, it's Don.
Come on. Even I know that.
Jeez. Oh, I was a spell
check. Take that back!
Spell check. Hey, Boom, I have a line on a 77 Chrysler Cordoba for a good price. Do I go for it? My uncle used to have a Cordoba.
Cordoba.
This is really turning into the swap and shop, hey?
I love it.
You used to do?
Yeah, I love it.
Sounds like a shortstop for the
Mariners. Some dude sent me a pic yesterday on Twitter of his neighbor. He was out putting trash out or something. He saw a black Trans Am in his... in his neighbor's back, kind of backyard, took a picture of it. I'm like, yeah, see if he wants to sell it. Okay, I'll ask him. So I got the boys hunting for vehicles.
Yeah,
it's teamwork.
So Pinder's grocery list will have Pampers and Fireball whiskey.
This can't end well.
A friend of mine, Funker, at around
what?
Around Christmas. Mouth.
What did you just say?
Funker. Around Christmas time, he had his kid in the car.
Jeez.
And the dog. And he went into the liquor store to get a box of beer and
what
left the kid was
what?
And the dog had pushed the lock. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No good.
No?
No good. No. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
All right. Romanek is atrocious. It's Colborne with an L, not Coburn. Clean it up.
Okay.
Poirier and Wolf Inn.
Granlund, I feel, might be on that list, too.
Why does Pinder sound like he's got his panties pulled up? Did we cover that one?
Yeah, we went to that
one. Yeah, we were there already. Yep.
You can ask it twice, but we've already answered it.
It's the same, man. Oh, wings. Nothing, eh?
I can't. Well, no, people are now taking runs at, what's his name, and I don't want to go there anymore.
Who?
Some comments about McGrattan being cut. We've gone there.
McGrattan's not coming. And if he did, it wasn't.
This one here, just simply butt scratcher.
Butt scratcher.
Butt scratcher.
Butt scratcher.
Butt scratcher. Butt scratcher. Slap chop or Grady? I haven't seen the. What's the Grady? I've seen the slap chop. That's the old, you know. Well, what's his name?
I think you stay away from that guy.
Yeah.
Anything he's associated with. He's just. Stay away.
What do you do in. Oh, this is somebody kind of. Answering the question for a dude who's like, I'm going to Anaheim. What do I do before the game? Guy on the fan feedback line says, how about have 41 Coors Lights? And if my audio is up, I play the clip there. And
I saw you setting something up.
So on the here on the feedback line, again,
way
going
to go out for the weekend.
Going back, remember we were talking about that texter who said, what do I do in Anaheim before the game? And we said, you know, definitely go out. From the fan feedback line, this person says, go and have 41 Coors Lights.
I had 41 Coors Lights.
Boy, that was smooth.
That went very well.
Timing, everything.
Hi, it's Fitz with
What is it we do here?
I don't know. We've really...
Because
I know what we do at Friday in the last 5 minutes before 9.
We talked about pulled pork and barbecue for about 15 minutes.
Well, it's delicious.
Now we're talking about...
We're having a Weimer retirement party tomorrow. If anyone's got any well wishes for Jason, just please send him in.
Yeah, please. Definitely.
Did he just retire? That seems like
a
couple weeks ago.
Couldn't get a job this year.
So what you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Purchase any vehicle at Varsity before May 8th for a chance to win Geo Suite tickets and a signed jersey. Show Calgary's colors and shop where Geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
Yeah, so Jason Weimer retiring from the game of hockey, having his party this weekend. And suddenly, like you say, people want well wishes for Weimer. If you have any well wishes, by all means, call in. And very quickly, the phone lines are just jammed. People want to, we go to line one. Okay. Again, people, it looks like...
Jason Weimer's retirement.
So that's nobody? Let me try. Just check. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday morning.